Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, before we begin, let's talk about Viking Strength. Viking Strength is a high-altitude training mask that will give you all the benefits of working out in the cold without ever having to leave the gym. Many top athletes train in cold environments to outlast their competition and improve their mental toughness. But most people don't have the time or the money to train in the cold, so Viking Strength is bringing the cold to you. Their training masks are lightweight, making them easy to wear while sparring or jogging, and you could easily adjust the level of resistance. Thrive outside your comfort zone and improve your mental focus with Viking Strength. So go on Amazon and search Viking Strength training mask and use the promo code BYMViking10 and get 10% off. That's Amazon.com. Search Viking Strength training mask, Viking Strength training mask. Use the code BYMViking10. Get 10% off. Thrive outside your comfort zone. Improve your mental focus with Viking Strength. Okay, let's start the show.
Conceive, believe, achieve. Shut the fuck up.
This is Believe You Me on the Gas Digital Network.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Bisping.
Well, it's not quite Happy Thanksgiving just yet, but this is the Thanksgiving show. So, okay, you get a pass. Happy Thanksgiving for tomorrow, Lewis.
I want everyone pause the show. Just take a moment to reflect on the moment that we just experienced. I just want to I point it all out. I say, Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Bisping. I'm in a good mood. I'm chipper. I'm cheery. And then he's got to just fucking criticize it for no reason.
No.
Oh, well, it's not really Thanksgiving. But, you know, I'll give you a pass on this one. I guess Happy Thanksgiving to you. What? I mean, that's how you...
Whoa. Hold on. So if I said to you, in with all the best intentions, Happy Christmas, Lewis. Merry Christmas to you.
If you said Happy Christmas, I'd fucking hang up right now. It'd be over.
And a merry and a happy new year to one and all out there. You'd be like, whoa, hold on. Listen, I get the sentiment. That's very nice of you to say, Michael, but you're jumping the gun a little bit. It's not Christmas. Now, I know Thanksgiving is closer. It is tomorrow. And by the time the show comes out, it'll be 3 hours away in New York. But still, technicalities, it's not Thanksgiving Day.
You know what, dude? I'm just telling you right now, this weekend, I'm having a great time.
All right. Okay. What's your point? I have a great time every day.
It's not the weekend. God damn it. You know what? This is it. Our dynamic's over. We had good chemistry up until today's show.
We did it for a while. We faked it until we made it, or maybe the reverse, but whatever. Now we're exposed. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hold on a minute. Who's producing the show today? When we spoke on the last show, we heard the great Shannon was going to make a return. Is this true, or are you just teasing everybody? Are you teasing the believers? And there she is, plant-based diet Shannon. What is going on?
Look how good she looks, too. Holy shit, Shannon. Here's the thing, and I'm not sexually harassing you. I'm being the inner monologue for all of the viewers and listeners of our show right now. Auga, wowza, yabbity, yabbity, yabbity. Look at that.
Well, you know, in the corporate world, you can't even go up to a woman these days and say, oh, that's a nice dress you're wearing. But that's a nice dress you're wearing, Shannon. You're looking good. You look like you've lost a little weight. What's going on?
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I stopped eating meat. I watched the Game Changers documentary. And so I'm plant-based now.
Well, so's my wife.
Really?
But I think she's doing it wrongly because she's going the opposite direction.
She's getting fat. Rebecca's getting fat.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm on a plant-based diet, which means tons of pasta, tons of carbs, tons of shit, lots of chips in bed, lots of fries. You know what I mean? I'm like, yes, there's no meat there, babe, but that's a lot of fats, a lot of carbs, a lot of sugar. Please, come on, what is going on? Get Rebecca on the phone. Give her a call, Shannon, please. Explain where she's going wrong.
Well, I don't eat a lot of processed stuff either.
Well, neither do we. You said that like chips. We do. You know what I mean?
Chips. I mean, chips and pasta and stuff.
But who is this person these days sitting there? Oh, I don't eat processed food. I'm on a plant-based diet. Casting judgment already, Lewis. What have you done?
Casting judgment. You asked.
Besides
me.
Sexually harassing her nearly every day, what has happened to this woman, Lewis?
I don't sexually harass her. I beat her down emotionally. So then, what happens is when she's not near me, and she should thank me for this. When she's not near me, she has a lot of confidence. She feels really good in every area of life. But when she's near me, it's just so much, just constant. Just, you know, just really letting her have it. Yeah, berating, just really, you know, just really telling her how it is. And I go hard, but it's because I love her.
Yeah, you know what, though? And I'm sorry we're not letting you speak yet, Shannon, and you will get plenty of chances to do so today.
No, I like
you
this.
Produce the show. But here's the thing, you know, because you're right, you do got to keep Shannon in a place. She went on at me for a long time, Mike. I want you on the Thing Is podcast. I'm like, yeah, sure. Even though you abandoned our show, I will come on to your show.
No,
that's
you,
the type of guy I am.
You also didn't show up on the day that you were supposed to do the Thing Is.
You're a liar. You're a liar. I was on the phone. I was waiting. I was waiting and it never happened. And then somebody texts. I'm like, I am ready now to do it. You know?
He asked Brian, but I think what happened was you guys ended up recording Believe You Me at the same time and it went over our recording time.
Well, this is a really important show. I mean, what are we doing? The Thing Is, nobody's heard of that show. He would be putting you on the fucking map, but if we didn't do the show, it wouldn't even be a big deal to have Michael Bisping on your show.
I get it.
Well, listen. Sorry. Go ahead.
We like planned like months in advance because I understand Mike is very busy and very important, and it was booked like so far in advance, and then...
Shade. That was a little dig. That was a little thing. Oh, I know it's so important.
No,
you get a book way in advance. You know what? The best way to book me is say, Tuesday, are you available? Don't book me 3 months in advance. Lewis tries to do. I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 months.
And I'll tell you right now, that's a good point, Michael Bisping. I mean, who knows if you'll be at Skankfest Houston, March 27th to 29th. You'll likely be there. We're going to advertise you on the poster again. But
hey, do that. But if the UFC are going to offer me... In fact, you haven't even offered me any money. But if the UFC are going to pay me to commentate an event, sorry if I'm going to put my wife, my children, my mortgage payments, all that type of stuff first. I'm sorry I'm not going to come hang out in Houston for free, fly myself there, book myself a hotel, probably spend a lot of money, make some decisions I regret, and not go to work and earn good money. Sorry. I apologize.
Sorry, dude. I know you got to buy a Cybertruck this year, and I get it.
They're cheap. They're only 40
They really are.
And a ton of them.
I think how many did they sell in advance? It's like a crazy amount. There's 200,000 of them in advance that they sold.
250,000. I think that was all because of us discussing them on the show. We should get a cut.
I know. Honestly, that was essentially an ad read. Nobody was talking about Cybertruck before we mentioned them.
Nobody. But I'll tell you what people are talking about. Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. We have a female on the show. Now, listen, I know, you shouldn't even say that. Women are supposed to be better cooks. We were going to discuss our Thanksgiving meals. Are you cooking, Lewis?
I think women get offended by female now, too, by the way. I think that's another thing that I thought you were going to say that, actually. You're not supposed to say this now. But I think female is considered sort of derogatory or disparaging.
I think so, because it has the word male in it.
Oh, because it has the word male
in it? That's what it is, yeah.
Heaven forbid you get likened. Well, here's the thing. We're males and you are a female, okay? Deal with it, right? We are humans, so therefore that's where the male bit comes from. Male, female. There you go.
You can't say human because it says man in it.
That's right. Human. Yeah.
I made that up. I don't believe in any of this.
That's very quick.
Ridiculous. Thank
Shannon
you.
Knows the place. I love the fact that Shannon, she wouldn't be here. Let me tell you something. She would not be working at Gas Digital or anywhere near Michael Bisping or Luis J. Gomez if she had a thin skin about that stuff. But yeah, it is Thanksgiving, and usually it is females that do the cooking. Shannon, I'm assuming, is a terrible cook. She has two. If a woman has color in her hair like that or like, you know, tattooed, look at her fucking tattooed up arms. I cannot imagine Shannon being able to be good in the kitchen.
All right, well, let's go through it. Shannon, are you cooking tomorrow? And if so, what are you rustling up in the kitchen? Sorry to be offensive.
No, I'm not offended. This year, I'm actually not cooking because today is my very late day here, so I don't have a chance to cook anything. But I am a good cook, and I bake, and you've had the stuff I've made before.
I'm baked. Sorry.
What have you baked for me?
Have you baked for me?
I've baked cupcakes. And then for your birthday, I made you, as requested, a no-bake cheesecake when you were doing keto. Mm. I made that just for you from scratch.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, don't do nice things for me because I don't remember any of them. She's telling me them right now. And I, in detail, specific details, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, but Lewis, she went to the extra effort of doing a no-bake cheesecake because you're on your stupid keto diet. Yeah. Get over yourself for a second. The woman wants to make you a cake to celebrate your birthday. You say, thank you so much. You don't specify a keto-specific cheesecake, okay? You just say, thank you very much, Shannon. That is so kind, so thoughtful. And you know what? When you bring that in, we'll enjoy a slice. We'll all partake in it. We'll sit there with our little spoons. We'll go, So what did you put in this? Because it's so delicious. Not sit there going, is this keto-friendly? You know what you remind me of? A Rebecca's birthday party. No, at our wedding, we send out wedding invitations, typically beef, chicken, vegetarian. Some dickhead comes back and says, excuse me, do you have any gluten-free options? I'm like, well, is there a fucking gluten-free option on the menu? No, there isn't. So there you go. There's your answer. Lewis, shame on you.
It is a little bit shameful. You're right. I'll admit that. Fine. I'll give you this one, Michael Bisping. No, but people don't consider that. If you're on a diet, right, during the holiday season, you're supposed to just give it all up. You're supposed to just give it all up, and what am I supposed to do? She's going to make a cake, and then I'm not going to eat it? Isn't that even more disrespectful? Or I simply say, hey, Shannon, I appreciate the fact that you're likely going to bake me a cake tomorrow. I mean, it is my podcast. You work for me. If you don't bake me a cake, that's a little bit weird. But she comes in with a cake. If you just do that, make it a keto-friendly cake. And everybody enjoyed it, and everybody was fucking thinner for it. You're welcome.
You don't even remember it happening.
Shut up, Shannon. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure everyone loved it.
You don't even remember it happening. Well, anyway, your birthday's passed. The keto cake is out the window. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Shannon, I'm not surprised you're not cooking. You're a strong, independent, powerful woman. You're covered in tattoos. You got multiple colors in your hair, as Lewis said. It's no surprise. You're going to be at home. You're going to be drinking.
You're going to be coming down from ecstasy or just some fucking late night at the club, doing whatever she does. I don't even know what Shannon
does.
I work here. Yeah, likely.
Who is Shannon these days? I mean, what have you been doing with yourself since you left us high and dry?
Besides, were we keeping her fat? What was going on with that? No, it's not that you were fat, Shannon, but you were. Yeah, we didn't want to say anything. We talked about it behind closed doors. We were like, we got to cut her off because she's fucking letting herself go. And then all of a sudden you leave the show, you come back months later, and you're this little petite, hot fucking porn star looking chick.
I haven't been doing anything different. I work a lot still just on different shows. I miss you guys. I miss the positivity of Michael.
Yeah, I'm very positive. Was that once again another indirect?
You're used to Lewis. I think you're used to Lewis's negativity. I'm being completely honest.
So, Lewis, what are you cooking tomorrow? And are you cooking?
I am cooking.
Will you be manning the kitchen? Will you be in charge?
I will be manning the kitchen for half of the meal. My son's mother's cooking half the meal. Sorry, guys. I'm doing double white power. I'm feeling very racist today. there we go. I'm doing half the meals. She's doing the turkey, which is fine. I also feel like that's way. People way over fucking value the turkey. Turkey sucks just in general. Let's get real. It's just not a great bird. Kind of dry.
It depends how you cook it. It depends if you're good at cooking it. It depends if you know what to do. You don't have it too hot. You don't dry it out. Maybe you got to season it correctly, Lewis. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not the turkeys that are going to die in vain by massive numbers tomorrow. And all you can do is say turkeys are a shit bird.
I like Lewis.
Millions of turkeys will die tomorrow in peril, in shitty conditions for us to enjoy. And you can't even put up the facade that they're an enjoyable bird.
They're fine. When's the last time you went to a dinner with your wife and your kids? You said, you know what? I'm going to have a nice turkey breast for dinner. Never. You've never done that once.
Frequently. Never. I eat a lot of turkey.
You're a liar. Here's my problem. I can't argue with him if he's going to lie to everyone. Michael Bisping is a liar.
Do you know how much protein in turkey? Do you think I got carved out of stone by accident? No. Turkey, selenium or whatever it is, stuff that makes you sleep, high protein, low fat, very, very lean. No, I love a good turkey burger. But tomorrow we have turkey and we have beef, right? And I know I'm vegetarian, I'm on a plant-based diet, but for one day, that's going out the window. So we didn't get the turkey bird, because let's be honest, when you get the bird, a lot of it gets thrown away. It's a pain in the ass to carve, it's a pain, the wings taste like shit. You just want the breast, am I correct?
Shannon, we just want breasts. Am I right?
I knew that was
we want breasts. Come on, everyone. We want breasts. We want breasts.
Stop it.
Happy Thanksgiving for the holiday.
Shannon. Stop it.
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm not sexually harassing Shannon on camera right now.
Nothing. Okay, I'm waiting. We're trying to not speak over everybody. I'm giving Shannon the chance, and it started to sound like the Justin Gagey interview again, which, by the way, thank you, Justin. But for everybody listening, we had some audio issues and one that we weren't going to use the interview because it was difficult, but we didn't want to disrespect Justin, and we thank you for joining us. So we'll be doing, I'm not doing the whole turkey. We're doing, in England, you call it a crown. Just the actual breast part. And we're going to beef, and then we're going to do roast potatoes, roast carrots. What else are we doing? Yorkshire puddings. Oh, you guys don't do Yorkshire puddings. You don't know what you're missing. That's... peas, gravy. Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm doing, my son's mother's doing a turkey. She's doing her sweet potatoes, candied yams with obviously marshmallows, delicious, all brown, so good. What? What is the problem? Say there's a problem with candied yams. I do not eat yams. Yams are the smartest of the vegetables, and I will not eat yams. They're like little baby humans.
Listen, I know predominantly this is an American-based podcast. You know, a lot of all the viewers are American, and again, I love living here. But what is the obsession with sweetening everything? Candied yams, marshmallows, no. The main course is savory. You save the dessert for afterwards. You do not mix bacon with marshmallows or yams or potatoes, as we call them, with marshmallows and whatever other shit and sugar that you put on everything. There's no need for it.
I mean, fuck England. I'll say it right now on the show. Fuck England in their ass. I don't care. Well,
Brian, just hold on. Who's in control of the bar, 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 bar?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, one dead arm coming your way when I come to town.
I'll take it.
Louis says, fuck England on my podcast, and you push the bar, 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 bar? Oh, no. That will not go unpunished.
You can't talk down to Thanksgiving dinner. It's us. It's America. This is what we do. You can't disparage everything. You're like, no, mate, you can't mix. Yes, you can. Candied yams are fucking delicious, okay? It's probably my favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner.
Explain a candied yam for people that aren't morons.
So it's a yam or a sweet potato, and there's different ways to do it, but they essentially bake them in a casserole dish, mix in with brown sugars and marshmallows, and it's just fucking. Shan, how do you do yours?
I don't eat that.
You don't eat that?
No. Oh,
when you were,
yeah.
when you were producing our show,
that is not an idiot, and it tastes like shit. Okay, and she's not 12 years old. That is basically a s'more with a potato. Okay, I don't need that with my turkey and my beef and my potatoes and all that good stuff. Okay, I'm not six.
I love it. I'm doing that. My son's mother's doing that. I'm also doing. A fall salad with pears and cranberries and fucking, yeah, guess what? All that's going to be there too. No. Sweet and savory mixed. Yes.
Another pet hate. What is with the fruits in the salads? Okay, you do a nice salad, but you put some strawberries in it. You do a nice salad, you put some pears in it. Maybe a few sultanas. No. Fruits, yes, are vegetables or they are fruits, but they, you know, they're natural produce. But with a salad, they do not go. You guys are out of your mind when it comes to this. You are out of your mind. Have you ever had a salad and you get a bit of strawberry in it and you're like, that went well? You're having a chicken Caesar salad and you get a little piece of nectarine or a sultana or something. You're like, this doesn't belong in there.
I was going to ignore it the first time, but what the fuck is a sultana? All right. I thought I'm not going to stop and find sultanas. It's probably a fruit. I get the context of he's on a rant, but you said it again. What the fuck is a sultana?
It's like a raisin. There you go. A sultana. Google it, bitch. Brian, rather than getting ready to mock me with your bam, 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 bounds, okay, maybe do some work. Sultana is a white, oval, seedless grape variety, also called the Sultana.
Brian's an idiot. Brian just pulled up Sultana, like clubs named Sultana around New York City.
You got the LA Sultana, we got the Sultana.
Just
because
they're spelled the same.
I hate them. Yeah. Oh, there we go. It's a white oval seedless grape. Okay. So look, what else? My son's mother's doing the sweet potatoes and the turkey and the stuffing, which is, I love stuffing.
Stuffing is the best.
I love everything but the turkey. And the turkey's fine. It's just my least favorite part of the meal. Everything else is incredible. She's doing the cranberry sauce. I'm trying to think what else she's doing. What I'm doing is I'm doing the mashed potatoes. Got a dope recipe. Dope ass recipe. Skin on. Love a little bit of skin on the potatoes.
So no roast potatoes.
No, we're doing mash and then we're doing sweet potato salad. Or sweet candied sweet potatoes.
The basis of any roast dinner. Okay. And by the way, you're like, listen, I get it. There's excellent cuisine in the States, but believe it or not, we know how to eat in England as well. But one thing that we created, that we invented, is the roast dinner. Okay. In almost every household, every Sunday across the whole of the United Kingdom, we will be having a roast dinner, chicken or beef. We know how to do it. That is our export. You took it from us, and then you threw in some marshmallows, okay? You give it your little American twist, okay? Your little slice of Disneyland with your dinner. Well, you don't need it when you're an adult. Anyway, you don't do mashed potatoes, man. The spine of any roast dinner is the roast potato, Lewis. But they're very hard to do. They're hard to do correctly, so I don't get it. You're opting out. You're going with the six-year-old version, the mashed potato.
Yeah, well, you know what? In our country, we put a little bit more elbow grease, a little more work into it. We just have a little bit more, you know. I can take a potato and be like, oh, cool, let me throw it into a pot, throw it into the oven. That's a roast potato, Michael Bisping. It's not very difficult.
No.
I just told you the entire, yeah, you put salt, pepper, here's some Christmas tree filings. I don't even know what the fuck else they do. They throw
olive oil. Olive oil. I mean, listen, and you got to get it just right. They got to be crispy on the outside. They got to be soft on the inside. And if the roast potatoes aren't correct, the dinner is literally ruined. And I will go crazy. I almost said a bad word there.
Dead arm the shit out of Rebecca Bisping.
Yeah, I will. Babe, come in. It's a little cheeky one. Just like the time I hit Ralph. You know what I mean? Just bang. And she knows. She'll take it. She'll be like, you know what? I deserve this.
Technically, shouldn't you be able to hit Rebecca with the same strength that you believe she has?
Well, you know, I mean, we can't discriminate in this day and age, and it's all about gender equality. So if I'm going to hit a man, I hit my wife the same way I hit a man. Simple as that, you know. And as I say, she'll enjoy it. She likes it. She likes to be kept in shape. We have a very old-fashioned, old-school, traditional relationship. I earn the money. I beat her up. She stays indoors and cooks a dinner. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's going wrong in this world, man.
It's like the old-school, traditional American values. That's what we're missing. So what else am I doing? So I'm doing the salad. I'm doing the autumn salad, and then I'm doing a broccoli salad as well, which is really incredible. So good. It's just a cold broccoli salad with buttermilk and creamy dressing and
Let me ask you this. I don't feel like there's a need for two different salads. Okay, so are you just like are you having people over? Who's going to be there? Because I feel like you're just trying to put on a spread to impress everybody. Because nobody needs two variations of salad with one meal. Okay, you're just trying to lardy-dardy. You're trying to impress the masses. You're having James' mom over. You're like, look at me. I'm a sophisticated man. I have two different types of salad with my protein. I mean,
I
don't
do that every time she comes over.
I got a pear salad. I got a this salad. I got a that salad. I got mashed potatoes. You know, Lewis, I know what's going on here. You're trying to get back with James's mom.
It's like, oh, I got mashed potatoes. I poured some frosted flakes inside of the mashed potatoes. It's a new dish that we've invented. It's delicious. So good. But I will say when she does come over now, I do try to make sure that my apartment's always like spotless. Yeah. And I try to make sure that it's not because I'm trying to get back with her, or just because I want her to regret every moment that she's not with me. It's a way more cynical way to look at the world.
Look, see how well I'm doing now. Huh? See how clean this apartment is? You know, see how well I'm cooking these disgusting yams. You know what I mean? And yeah, not one salad, two salads. That's right. With quality ingredients from Whole Foods. Very, very expensive. You leave the receipt on the side, you leave the Whole Foods bag out, maybe a bit of kombucha just to really, you know, blow her mind.
The broccoli salad's not really a salad. That will be served with dinner. The salad's before dinner. The broccoli salad's just, it's really good, dude. Oh, it's so good. I'm so excited for this broccoli salad. And then I'm doing like some rolls and some hors d'oeuvres and whatever else. So, it's good. It's going to be a nice big spread. It's my son's mother, my son, my Aunt Amory, who's 82 years old. my sister, her husband, and her niece are all coming. So it's a nice family little
thing. That sounds like a lovely day. It does. I've just got Rebecca's parents here, and obviously there's five of us. So there's seven of us. Callum's back. So yeah, we'll have a nice dinner. Here's what you got to do. When it's at its peak, when you've served it, when it's all there, you got to take a picture. I'll do the same, and we'll compare on Monday's show. Not that it's a competition.
Monday's show. It's Bisping just trashing my 82-year-old aunt. Like, oh, look how old she is, mate. She's got saggy skin. What a cunt.
Everybody's bald with yellow Steven Seagal shooting glasses on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it runs in the family. All right, so listen, enough of that. Shannon, you are producing the show today. We have no idea what is on the notes, okay? So Shannon, and we specified that hopefully it stays within the realms of mixed martial arts. We're not comparing tampons, okay? We're not discussing the latest fashion trends, okay? We're not talking the pitfalls of PMT on Believe You Me, okay? PMT? There's that rhyming again.
Is that PMS?
But Shannon, without PMS, PMT, premenstrual tension. Yeah, right, Shannon?
It's premenstrual syndrome. It's not premenstrual tension.
PMT, Google PMT.
Maybe it's an English thing.
PMT. Fucking Google PMT, okay?
He's doing it. But hold on, if it doesn't exist, if that's not a thing, I need you to womp right in his face.
If Brian ever womps right in my face, we're going to have a serious issue. There's going to be more than a dead arm coming his way. If I come up there and I wake up and he's womp in my face, woo, baby boy.
What's PMT? Is that a thing? Yeah, all right, Brian. Good job. He's trying to fucking... Good,
great talk.
Some of the emotional signs of postmenstrual syndrome. Yes, I know it. Postmenstrual, it's premenstrual. It's not postmenstrual. It's premenstrual, right, Shannon?
Yeah, premenstrual. I guess postmenstrual is apparently a thing, but usually when people say PMS, it's premenstrual.
Yeah, I guess
whatever. Potato, potato, quite literally, okay? You guys say PMS, we might say PMT. I've never said either of these things in my life because I'm not a woman, okay? Hate to break it to you, and this isn't me being all sexist. I don't have a vagina. I know. This is going to come as a surprise. I do not have a vagina, and I'm not too familiar with the inner workings and the correct letters that should be chosen when describing the problems that the females have.
All right, let's take a quick moment and talk about BetDSI, which is such a great company. We love BetDSI, the number one place you can gamble on the internet on anything, mixed martial arts, obviously, but other sports like basketball, football, baseball. I mean, they have things you could gamble on the election. They have prop bets, fun bets, TV shows, you name it. If you can gamble on it, you could probably find a bet on BetDSI.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you go online, you can find plenty of gambling platforms. You know, they're everywhere. There's plenty of places to go to, but you want somewhere reputable. You want somewhere that's been in business for 20 years, perhaps somewhere that's been top rated on all business review sites and perhaps thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Perhaps you want somewhere that has built a reputation on fast payment of winnings. And perhaps you want somewhere that has great customer service that is available 24/7, 365. If that's what you're looking for, and you'd be a fool to not look for that, then BetDSI.com is where you want to go. As we said, they've been in business for over 20 years. Any sporting thing that you want to watch, get involved with, if you put money on that, it's way more fun. It's as simple as that. And of course, we've got a fantastic offer. Lewis, tell them about the offer.
Right now, if you go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code BYM120. The first thing that does is that lets them know that we sent you there. Now, you know, if you listen to the show and you heard about BetDSI through us, well, great. Awesome. You can opt in for a 60% bonus cash match up to $1,000 with that code as well. So if you opt in for that bonus match, you can play anything up to a grand. That means if you put $100 down, you get to play with $160. Basically, it's free money to gamble with. Just know if you opt in for any of those bonus matches, there is a rollover requirement. BetDSI.com is the website. BYM120 is the promo code. Go there right now. Go have some fun gambling. Go win some cash. And if you did it, send some to us because we could use the money. All right, where were we?
Without further ado, Shannon, this is your show. You're at the helm. You're in control. You got a smile on your face. You got multiple colored hair. Without further ado, where do you want to steer this ship?
Okay, the first thing I wanted to hear you guys take on was the cannabis and cocaine suspensions that could possibly be reduced or eliminated by USADA's
rules. By Gas Digital? What's going on? What happened? What did we do?
So what happens? So you sort of said, so cannabis and cocaine use. So if you test positive for cocaine, when you sort of show up, what happens?
So this is, I guess it's outside of USADA. It's the World Anti-Doping Agency. And it says they finally admitted that recreational drugs lingering in an athlete's system, like marijuana metabolites, are not going to have an impact on performance. Hmm. So I guess, bless you. So if there's just a little bit, they know that it's not going to actually make a difference in how you perform inside the ring.
Okay.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. Sorry, Shannon.
No, you can go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, listen, at the end of the day, well, we all know that cannabis now, you know, people shouldn't lose their living. I mean, the classic one was Nick Diaz, wasn't it? I think it was the Anderson Silva fight. Tried to ban him for 5 years. 4 years. 4 years. I thought it was five, but 4 years, whatever it is.
You're
it's
right.
Absolutely ridiculous. It is. And then they reduced that, whatever. And now it's legal pretty much most places. And it's silly that somebody's living should be taken away for that. And then cocaine. I mean, to be honest, cocaine... any kind of recreational drug, if USADA came to the house to test me when I was still active and they found cocaine in my system or any kind of drug, as I said, nothing would happen as long as I was out of competition. And out of competition is 48 hours before the fight and 48 hours after the fight. It might even be 24. But as long as I was out of competition, that wasn't a problem. The problem is if you test positive for cocaine in competition, you've got bigger problems. Do you know what I mean? Than USADA. You know what I mean? Maybe you need to go to rehab. If you're out, the classic one was Melvin Gillard. Gillard fought at a fight night in Las Vegas and tested positive for cocaine. It's like, wow, he is out of his mind. That means he was in the Vegas clubs the night before parting his socks off.
Did he test prior to the fight or was it right after? Because you said it's 48 hours after. Because I can understand if a fighter goes out that night and parties and fucking, you know, I'm not judging anybody for partying. If you do it responsibly, put whatever you want into your body as long as you're not hurting other people. But yeah, if a guy goes out after the fight, who gives a shit? That's weird that they would even say 48 hours after competition, because what if you're just partying that night?
Well, yeah, but they don't typically test you 48 hours afterwards. They test you before the fight. They test you right after the fight. And I think they just have that window just because whatever. But I have never, and I've never heard of anyone like, you know, them coming to your bedroom, you know, 36 hours after the fight and knocking on the door going, ha, ha, ha. Well, we know you went to Encore Beach Club last night with a bunch of people and we want to test you and see what you got in your system. No, it's for after the fight. After the fight, sometimes they'll come to your... you know, your locker room, make you pee in a cup, take some blood. And I guess that's just to make sure, because they do a pre-fight drug test, but then you got a few hours until you step into the octagon. And that's just to make sure that you haven't ingested something, snorted something, had an injection of something that's going to make you out of your mind or give you a physical or mental advantage, you know, just like cocaine.
Yeah. I feel like cocaine would actually make you a better fighter. You just do a bunch of lines.
The first round. In a five-round fight, though, you're fucked. First round, you're going to go out there, you're going to get a 10-8. People are going to go, wow, this guy, he is a fast starter. He is out of his mind. He's coming out the gates hot. But then he's gonna slow down real quick. Second, third round, he's going to be smoking a cigarette. He's like, trying to jerk off and think, what is going on? Do you know what I mean?
He's talking a lot to his corner in between rounds here. I don't know what's going on. He's talking their ears off.
Yeah, he won't shut up. Not doing much fighting. So, yeah. So, anyway, cocaine's never been a performance-enhancing drug. I don't think so. But, that's very, very good, Shannon. Very good. Lewis, anything before we move on?
So, I mean, essentially they're saying with small amounts of cocaine or weed in your system, they're just completely throwing that out the window. They're not going to consider that anything. Good. Good. We should use human logic here. You know, there should be a little bit of, like, you know, basic... you know, understanding of the way things work. And if we could all deduce that, hey, if anybody's using cocaine or weed, that is not helping them in a fight by any means. And I've heard it with the jiu-jitsu guys talk about how I guess it helps them get into a zone and it helps them recover. And I don't know. I mean, there's probably a million little legal things you could put into your body that will also help you get into the right headspace and fucking help you recover. And it's like, I don't know, you should be in a good headspace. You should recover. Those aren't performance enhancements. Those are sort of bare minimum requirements for being a fighter.
Yeah, I mean, you just touched on it there. Logic is what's required, because I think anytime it comes to something like this, it can't just be a black and white issue. You know what I mean? So there needs to be some common sense.
Well, it's a white issue.
Yeah. But as you said, with jiu-jitsu people, I mean, I've never done it, but they say that by smoking weed, they get more creative. And you could argue that it's a pain It'll help with the pain as well. So I don't know. Maybe there is some arguments that it could potentially be performance enhancing, but I'm not against it. I couldn't care less. And I'm glad that this is the way USADA, WADA, whatever, is leaning, going, etc. Shannon, what else we got? Baby okay. boy. You see who's using baby boy, Lewis?
Ooh, but don't even get me started.
Have you seen this, Shannon? You know what I'm talking about?
Lewis's baby boy thing? I hear it a lot. And doggy.
No, not only that, but now, you know what? Don't even get me started. I want you to give it. There we go.
Look at this.
Brendan Schaub on Instagram. Let's do this, baby boy. I am taking this as a compliment because they do say
copyright infringement. Copyright infringement. I say you file a lawsuit. You start with a cease and desist. Okay. They're stealing our followers. That's it. The baby boy did it. It just tipped them over the edge. You got to do something, Lewis. You got to stand up.
It wasn't just one post. Did you see the other one? He posted another one.
Say it isn't so.
I swear to baby Jesus, he posted another one. The next one, it said baby boy. He had a post of his sneakers, and he said something about his sneakers, and he said, yeah, baby boy, new sneakers. And I'm like, is Brendan Schaub trolling us right now?
Oh, my
and
God.
If he is,
no,
God,
if he is, God bless him. Yes, because you've been trolling him for a long time.
You
right?
son of a bitch! You said you wouldn't tell.
And you know, listen. He turned the other cheek. You know, he was the bigger man. He didn't stoop to your level, not our level. He didn't stoop to your level. Okay, he ignored it for so long, but after getting kicked in the balls for so long, he's like, I can't take it anymore.
Imagine
that's
that.
It. I'm gonna do it. And people
imagine.
Are like, no, don't. He's like, yes, I'm gonna do it. I am gonna put a baby boy on an Instagram. People said, no, it's madness. It's career suicide. But he did it. He went there. Baby boys all over the place.
I don't know, dude. Look, here's the thing. Maybe he's complimenting me. Maybe I've influenced him. Maybe I have no idea. Maybe he's trolling me. If he is trolling us, I love it as well. I appreciate a good
Shannon.
Trolling. The floodgates are open now, Shannon. What do you think? You have to chime in on this, Shannon.
It seems like a little bit of a troll.
Shannon's a traitor. Shannon would go work with Brendan Schaub and a Brian Callen in a heartbeat. She would leave us. She would never look back. She would never even give 2 weeks' notice. She would never text me and tell me why. She would just be on their show, grabbing onto fucking Brendan Schaub's big fucking arms.
You make me
sick. Yeah, and rightly so. I'm rightly so. Last night with my in-laws, we sat down, we watched a Brian Callen special on Amazon, which was hilarious, by the way. Their podcast is just way bigger numbers than ours. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, Shannon, go where the money is. Go where the money is. Leave. You've already left us once anyway. So realistically, she's already gone. She's out the door. I'm not attached. I'm not getting emotionally attached to Shannon ever again. She's here. She's teasing us. She's flaunting herself. She's lost weight. She's coming in. She's all smiles, pretending to be nice. You know, she's texting the firing the kid right now.
I know she is. She doesn't care. She has no loyalty, and that's okay. And you know, I'm big enough to admit that I'm a big enough man, and honestly, an honest enough of a performer to admit that. Yeah, Fighting the Kid. They're a bigger podcast. Brian Callen, his comedy. I mean, he's a headliner to over 20 years in the game, substantially better than me. Schaub as well. Honestly, this week tonight, you should show your parents Brendan Schaub's special. That's available on Showtime. Did you see Brendan Schaub's special, Bisping?
I didn't yet. No,
okay.
I didn't. But okay, but you're right about one thing. You said I'm the bigger man. I'm like, yeah, you are. You are definitely the bigger man. What's happened to the body beasting, Lewis? What has happened? Body beasting. I mean, Shannon's there on a plant-based diet. Maybe after the show, Shannon can give you some advice, okay, on how to just rein it in, get it, you know, get it, pull it back, get back in shape, have a bit of self-respect. Bow, 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 bow that, Brian.
I'm actually doing better than I thought. In a weird way, I've given up on my journey to personal fitness, but I've just stopped eating as much for whatever reason. I've been busy and I've just been eating less calories. So I'm losing weight naturally. Weirdly, you can see it in my face. My face looks gorgeous right now. Anyone looking at this show, they're going, this guy's fucking hot as shit. And yeah, so I feel pretty good. And I'll tell you right now, Bisping, because you're a married man, so you don't live the life that I live. I'm getting more attention from the ladies than I've ever gotten in my entire life. Dad bod is
in. I walked in for a checkup on my knee this morning. Knee replacement recently, Shannon.
The doctors.
I haven't mentioned it. I haven't mentioned it. I don't talk about it, okay? So I like to suffer in silence. But I did have one recently. And I went on a checkup this morning. And when I walked in, doctor walked into my room and goes, well, you're looking fucking fantastic. You know?
What was his name?
My doctor. He's a good-looking guy with some killer cowboy boots. You know, he's like, you look fucking fantastic. I'm like, whoa, steady on, dog. Listen, easy. I'm grateful. And I know it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, but I ain't thanking you like that, baby boy. Slow your roll. Relax. All right, Shannon, next one. What we got?
The next one is Rampage Jackson will cross over to boxing and fight Deontay Wilder under two conditions. And it's a little bit of like a clickbaity title because that kind of wasn't the whole point. Rampage is scheduled to be retiring soon after his fight with Fedor Emelianenko. And then afterwards, he's discussing possibly boxing, and he said he'll fight anybody but Deontay Wilder in the actual article.
Hold on. Shannon, can you stop articulating these things better than I would? Who's got fucking Harrington outworking me on my own show? Now I have this fucking asshole. She's speaking about it better than I would. I'm like, Fedor Emelianenko, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to understand the story, Lewis. Okay, so Shannon, as you were doing a fantastic job. It was very eloquently put. I understood it perfectly. The sentences were structured just right. It coincided with the graphic on screen. I thought it was just perfect. Shannon, as you were, please.
Thank you. So what he actually said was he'll fight anybody but Deontay Wilder and that he's too tall. Unless they give him like $100 million, then he'd fight him. And also, he would have to do one boxing match and one MMA fight. That's the only
All right, so yeah, so it sounds like Rampage was having a laugh because Rampage, you know, he's kind of silly. He's got a good sense of humor, so it sounds like he was saying, "Oh no, I'm not fighting him. I'd want $100 million to fight him." So I get that, and that's nice of Rampage to be self-aware like that. I mean, Deontay Wilder's the hardest hitting guy probably on the planet right now. Rampage fighting Fedor at the end of the year. That's an amazing fight. If by all accounts, that is Rampage's last fight. I mean, that would be an awesome way to end quite possibly just an incredible legendary career. A guy that was a prior champion. Oh, no, he wasn't the prior champion. Or was he? Oh, no, he took the belt off Dan Henderson. He did. He took the belt off Dan Henderson at UFC 70, the Pride Unification belt, and he was also the UFC champ as well. He made a ton of money. He fought a who's who of mixed martial arts. He's done it for a long, long time. Yeah, I would love to see him retire and go on and have a fruitful life outside of the octagon. Lewis, go ahead. Dazzle us with your brilliance. Now, get ready, Shannon. Get ready, Shannon. He's going to come out with so many points regarding the career of Rampage Jackson. It's going to blow your mind. He's going to make crossover references to prior UFC boxing matches. Get ready for the McGregor-Mayweather talk. Okay, Lewis, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not going to be condescended by you. You know, I would say that I'm a very big part of the show as well. So I will not be talked down to by you. You know, I think that you should probably go second on these fucking ones that you are personally connected to. A story like Rampage Jackson, he gives the most fucking he gave a fucking Braveheart speech for what Rampage Jackson means to this sport and to this world with personal references, specific dates, things that only he would know. And then he goes, all right, Lewis, your turn. And I'm like, yeah, Rampage, Fedor, should have happened a long time ago.
Shannon, in future, you say the story and then you pick Michael or Lewis. There you go. I'm not in control of this ship. She's your producer, Lewis. You're there. Every time you raise a hand, I see the finger come across Shannon's face. You could reach out and touch her. You could kick her under the table. And there is the hand in person. I'm in very, very rainy California. Okay? I'm just out here. I'm riding solo. I'm doing what I can. I'm trying to stay up. I'm just treading water with you guys. You big timers out there in New York.
Did you guys hear that?
You know, if you stroll around this room, it's a very, very low level messy room. Okay, I've got one clean corner. I'm just trying to keep up with you guys, you big shots out there in New York.
Did you guys hear him? His elbow hit the glass table that I told him he shouldn't have a glass table. That's the reason why. That was the reason. Ba-dong.
I like my glass table.
I know you do. You fucking love it. I said I didn't like it. And he looked at me like a fucking cat was talking to him. He was like, what the fuck is going on? This is the most beautiful table in the world.
It's a nice contemporary glass table. It's got on it a brand new Mac, which I bought for this. Which, by the way, everybody, let's throw back to the Shannon times. Mike, you need a producer. I'm like, I don't need a producer. I know how to turn a computer on. That's the extent of my... If we got a producer here, he'd be sat there in the back doing what Harrington does the whole time, which is nothing, okay? Because I can turn it on. I can click Chrome, and then we launch. But remember the early days with Shannon, we did used to have a lot of problems. It'd be restart, do this, check this. Shannon, We don't have those problems anymore.
Oh, I guess it's all my fault then.
It was likely Shannon's fault. I said that. But I mean, if you had a producer, we don't want to get into it. But if you had a producer, we could do certain things that you personally do not have the ability to do.
Like make me a coffee. Rebecca, just... watch this. Watch this. I guarantee. Right? Start the clock within 2 minutes, boiling hot coffee.
Wait, actually, we'll wait. Let's have a contest. Ready?
Oh, shit. Rebecca!
Shannon!
Totally.
Rebecca!
Coffee!
Coffee, quick! Quick! Like
run!
Life
run now, Shannon! Run!
Shannon is taking the coffee for Lewis. I need you to present me one faster than Shannon. Go!
Rebecca's
sat in the other room going, oh my God, he is such a male chauvinistic pig. He's literally barking instructions for coffee from the other room. And they're like rolling their eyes. They can't believe it. Yeah. Lucas, we need a cup. Go, quick, faster.
They need the cup still. Oh, wow. Oh, look at this. Shannon, go get me another cup of coffee. Go. Let me get two before I get one. I'll show you where I'm at, baby boy.
I can smell the bitterness of that coffee from here. Taste it. It's gross. I will be getting a freshly brewed cup, okay, from the coffee machine, from the, what do you call those machines? You push the button.
A Keurig.
The Nespresso. Or the Keurig. Yeah, it'll be one of those. It'll be a freshly brewed, piping hot, delicious coffee. Not bitter, not sat there all afternoon in the Gas Digital Studios, getting cold, getting reheated, going cold again, getting reheated. Yeah, mine will be delicious. And pour to me. Oh, you got
I'm double fisting coffee right now. This is what's happening in my life. This, if you had a producer, this could be you, Michael Bisping. But no, Mr. Bisping's too big. He could do it all himself. He could turn on the mic. He could do this, that, the other. Two coffees.
You're literally drowning in coffee. Okay, well, listen, me and Rebecca will have a major argument after this.
Give her a dead arm.
I hope you have. Dead arm will be directed at the face, okay? All right, come here, dead arm. Oh, sorry, I missed. Next time, get that coffee quick, okay? All right, Shannon, let's move on away from the physical violence towards my wife.
Okay, so next is the manager of Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Research, please, Shannon.
My mouth won't say it. There are two words in
Shannon,
mouth can't
every
say.
Time you, every time you stutter or mess up a word, you have to take off another piece of clothing.
I find it embarrassing.
It's for the show.
Hold on. Lucas, you lost the race. Come here. Come over here.
Do not make Lucas take off his clothes. What the hell is wrong with you?
Say hi.
Hi.
Why did you take so long with the coffee?
It was the coffee machine being slow.
Oh, okay.
Do not call your mom a coffee machine. That's ridiculous. She's a woman and she's worked hard to be where she's at.
I said, don't call your mom a coffee machine.
Well, we have a coffee machine.
All right. Okay.
She isn't the coffee.
Yeah, she's a dishwasher, a coffee machine, a dinner maker.
Get out of here. Thanks, babe. Thank you. All right. So where were we? Hold on, Shannon. Just say the Russian's name in question. Just say it. Okay. Say it.
Nurmagomedov.
There we go. Babe, shut this door. Go on. So you were saying Khabib Nurmagomedov, his manager,
yeah.
Ali Abdelaziz, came out and said what? Yeah.
He tweeted that the fight was signed on and agreed to happen between him and Tony Ferguson in April in Brooklyn. However, he didn't mention that Ferguson still hasn't signed. So as of 2 hours ago, it's not agreed upon on both parties.
Who takes this?
Out, Lewis.
Sure. I mean, look, that's a fight that's going to happen. You know, maybe Ali Ablablablabs was saying that he. Oh, yeah, I got to take off a piece of clothing. Here we go.
Lewis won't take a piece of clothing off. He's been due to take his shirt off on this podcast for a long time now. It ain't going to happen. Continue.
I will one day. Don't you worry.
I know. One day you get in shape and you hang around Equinox long enough, right? You'll steam beforehand. You'll do the whole weight cutting thing. You won't have carbs. You won't have any sodium for a month. You won't have a carb since 2002. You want to touch this shit? Not going to happen. Carry on.
Was that Step Brothers?
Step Brothers, correct. There you go. 10 points.
He does that sometimes, guys. You think he's having a stroke because he starts saying some weird random words and you're like, what the fuck is happening right now? He's just naming a quote from a movie.
And I get major props in the YouTube section. They're like, oh, classic movie reference there. Went under the radar. Nobody noticed it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm like, yeah, I noticed it. I know what I was doing there. Subliminal intelligence that is seeping through the airwaves. Subliminal intelligence.
Yeah, I look, Ali's maybe just creating some more buzz. You gotta. I do this myself. I do this all the time. If I have nothing going on in my career or my life, I'll just make an announcement that an announcement is coming soon. You know, because we're in control of our own destinies, and I really do that.
Like, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna do it right now on Twitter. Let's do it. Major announcement coming soon.
Yeah, and you're gonna watch, dude. And then people are talking about you for no reason. All you need to do is in the next coming soon, which could be a fucking week to 6 months, have a major announcement, and that major announcement could be anything. Now look, everyone's talking about you, and you'll get. You're in people's minds. They're going to question. They're going to respond. This will be the biggest tweet of your week.
Stop yo-yoing the camera on me. What is going on?
All right, Mike, let's take a quick second to talk about our brand new sponsor, Viking Strength. Really cool equipment. If you like fitness and like to work out, Viking Strength is the place to go to get some amazing equipment. They sent us these altitude training masks. I have no idea. It looks intimidating to me. You were just raving about this thing.
Yeah, no, these things are absolutely fantastic. Listen, let me tell you, many top athletes train in cold environments to outlast the competition because the cold restricts your oxygen flow and forces you to focus on your breathing and mental toughness, making every workout more intense while increasing your lung capacity and stamina. But most people don't have the time or the money to train on a remote mountaintop somewhere. So Viking Strength is bringing the mountain to you. Their training masks are lightweight, making them easy to wear while sparring, jogging, whatever it is you need to do. Now, here's the thing. I'll tell you, I have trained in the cold, and it does help. It does help with performance eventually, but it's miserable. I used to train at a gym in Liverpool, England, back in the day. We would go in there, right, and in the middle of winter, the roof would leak. The puddles would form on the mat. That would form ice. Our toes would freeze. It was absolutely freezing. Fortunately, now, though, I train in California. It's nice and sunny. I'm sweating here as I'm sitting here reading this, but with this mask, I can still replicate as if I'm training in a cold environment to get that performance edge that I need. So these things are fantastic and just takes away all the coldness and the bitterness, Lewis.
And right now you can get these Viking Strength training masks at Amazon. You can just go on Amazon right now and you could enter our promo code, which is BYMViking10. BYMViking10. You get 10% off your order. This is a great gift for the holiday season for some fitness enthusiasts in your life. Not only do they have that, they have a bunch of amazing equipment. I was using their curl bar chest plate, which is awesome, gives you perfect form on your curls. Right now, go to Amazon.com and search for Viking Strength training mask and use that promo code BYMViking10 and check out Viking Strength today. All right, where were we?
Anyway, right, Khabib. All right, listen, I got something to say. I got something real to say. Stop dancing around the question and talking about nonsense, okay? Here's the thing. Brian, got to say, two dead arms, because he talked shit for me earlier and he got a bam, 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 bam. The most highly anticipated fight in all of mixed martial arts has finally been set for a fifth time, a record fifth time. After Dana said he wouldn't book it a third, after Dana said he definitely wouldn't book it a fourth, but now it has been booked for a fifth time. The Eagle, Khabib Nurmagomedov, 25-0, seems to be totally unstoppable, taking on Tony Ferguson, a man who is also on a 12-fight win streak inside the UFC. Knowledge, Lewis, just dropping subliminal knowledge constantly. They're on the same win streaks. They don't have the same records, but they're both 12-0. Ferguson has a very, very unique style, which could cause many problems for Khabib Nurmagomedov. This is a massive fight, and it deserves a bow, 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 bow. Whoa.
Brian killed himself after you told him you're gonna beat him up. Remember, he actually hung himself in the booth. We don't have a producer. We have a new opening.
I'm waiting for it. No, listen, that's amazing. There it is. Finally. Thank you. About bloody time. I mean, that is the fight that needs to happen. They're saying, Ali is saying that Khabib has signed their side. Tony, they're saying he hasn't signed his. Maybe Tony's pushing out for more money. Who knows? But the fight will happen. I will tell you right now, as I am sitting here, as we're all having this conversation, that fight will happen. Tony will sign that contract. That is a guarantee that I will make.
So, Shannon, who do you think is going to win this fight and why? Tell us, please.
I'll say Khabib. Nurmagomedov. I did it.
You're allowed to keep clothing on. Thank Congratulations.
You. Thanks, guys.
Damn it.
Okay, well, we'll break that down nearer the time in only a way that we can on Believe You Me. But Shannon, what is the next talking point? What do we have? Let's get through these, baby boy.
Really, really quick, Shannon, just tell me, what type of sauce do you put on steak?
Yes.
Worsh.
Oh, I can't say that word.
Go try. Go ahead.
I'm not taking clothes off.
Can I give it a try?
I don't. Can you say it once?
Worcestershire sauce?
No.
Oh, God. Because you grew up in Worcestershire. grew up in Worcestershire.
It's not called Worcestershire. It's called Worcestershire. It's called Worcestershire, okay? Sorry, I'm pronouncing it correctly. If I was walking around calling it America, you'd correct me, okay? That's how foolish you sound. It's not Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire. And it's called
Worcestershire. He's trying to make me cry. Fuck him.
Yeah, Worcester sauce, okay? Just do some reading, Lewis, okay? Read a book, maybe, you know, get out there. Read some things on the internet instead of just looking at porn.
I do look at a lot of porn. It's funny. It's a problem. As soon as I didn't live with a woman anymore, it's like, why wouldn't you? What? You're just there. I'm alone. I'm like, I got a little just magic box of the internet right there, and I could just see whatever I want.
Doesn't make you a bad person. Shannon, what else we got?
Okay, so that's all I have for news.
And then that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I come on. You surely got some fun Shannon-esque topics in there. You must have.
I do. So I have three. Well, and since we
give us a little preview of your show, the thing is, dang, okay. Shannon does her own podcast. It's a video podcast. If you guys like the way she looks, here we go. No, I'm kidding. It's very funny. You and Nate from here from Guest Digital both do the show together. So check out the thing is podcast. You have a lot of funny topics. And what the theme of the show is, you do relationships.
Yeah, we do bad dates, like bad date stories, fight stories, like street fights, and ghost stories.
Not very clear what the show's about, but that's fine. Okay.
It's three segments of the show. And
Whoa. It's very clear what it's about. It's about dating. It's about people that have got into street fights. And it's about ghost stories. I mean, how clear do you want it? Those three very defined subcategories for the thing is, I'm assuming they have a guest at first. Let's talk about the pitfalls of dating, the worst date they ever went on, the best date they ever went on, what you can do to impress the person you were going on the date with. And then they all share stories. They have a glass of champagne and they talk about it, and then they know without getting to slagging men off and bitching about men. And oh my god, listen, I know we want equality, but those motherfuckers better pay the check, okay? Because I am not seeing you for a second date if you do not pick up the check, okay?
You are right. So much of it, Mike. much of it. You were spot
definitely.
On. There's not a lot of feminism on the show.
Yeah,
but we have like comedians, reality stars, MMA fighters.
I tried. I tried. But without further ado, listen, this isn't an elongated ad for the thing is, but check it out, everyone. It is a fantastic show. Check it out. And I will come on, Shannon. I apologize for the miscommunication. But come on, what have you got for us? What have you got?
Okay, so since we're a little tight on time, I have three fun topics. And then if you guys want to select the one, it's kind of like lists of different types of MMA fighters. I have top five tallest MMA fighters because I'm a heightist. And I thought it would be fun to look at the giant MMA fighters.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Stefan Struve, Tim Sylvia. I'm just saying right now, it'll be Stefan Struve. He's going to be in there. Tim Sylvia is going to be in there. And a couple of other lanky people that are very, very pale. Very, very pale. Very pale, white, European, tall people. What was he called? The big, tall, super long one that stomped on the guy's head. Back in the day. Wes Sims, Tim Silver. There you go. Right, we're done. We're done, Shannon. We're done. Next one.
Okay, sorry, and then I have two of like the hottest.
He hates me today.
No, I don't. I'm having a great time. I haven't had a better time on a show with you in fucking probably a year. What are you talking about?
Well, that hurts my feelings. That really hurts my feelings. I'm going to go home and cry after this.
That was a real reaction.
Here's me thinking, we're bonding, you know, when we don't do the show, I'm texting him nothing but love, you know, and he's like, oh God, I hate you. Look how red his head is. Look how pale I am. Because you just sucked the blood out of me.
Well, he said that in the beginning, before we started, he goes, he's like, man, I got to fix my lighting here. You're all brown and I'm all pale. I'm like, Michael, I am Puerto Rican. You're a fucking pale asshole. It's nothing to do with lighting. You are ghostly.
Brother, listen to me. I have two stupidly bright lights that need some kind of like filtration system on them that are lighting me to the extreme. I do look like a vampire. Shannon, give us the list. What have we got? Come on, make a fool out of us.
So the other two are top 25 best looking female MMA fighters.
Top 25? Holy shit. Where's the 25?
Well, who are the top 25?
Hey, so we're going to do a list of the top 3,000 people that have eaten a sandwich and said, after it, okay? Who have you got at 2,943?
What the fuck was that? I would say top 10 is too much for this show. We don't have attention.
Top 5. Listen, top 25? I mean, then you throw Katzingano up there? I mean, Jesus Christ, I mean, she would be in the top 25, I reckon, but come on.
Slim pickings toward the end of it, you know, to be honest with you.
In at 23, Vanderlei Silva. Oh God! All right, and what's the other one? What's the other one?
The other one is we don't have to go through every single one. We could do like the top five, and the other one is the top 15 hottest male MMA fighters.
Ooh, Forrest Griffin was hot.
Hold on! I know these are lists that you have compiled, Shannon.
No, they're lists that somebody else made that I pulled. I know that the guy one is from like 2017.
Shannon really put the work in. She just Googled.
Let's do the top 15 sexiest MMA fighters and we'll comment quickly with a stupid comment. So Shannon tears up. We'll comment. Lewis, you go first because, you know.
Shannon, this is a new segment.
Fine, man.
This is a new segment called Would You Fuck? All right, Shannon, you have to decide. When me and Bisman will figure out whether we're going to decide whether or not we think you would bang this fighter.
Oh, see, so you want to do that first?
We decide whether or not, like, you're good enough. What you going to do? would you bang? And we say, we give our thing, and then Shannon says a yes or no. So let's go through it. At number 15, this could take a while.
That's number one.
That's number one. Go down to number 15.
How is Forrest Griffin number one? So that kind of, hold on.
I think it's a backwards list. It starts.
That kind of like, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? We blew our wad. We're supposed to count down and keep the element of surprise. Well, now we know Forrest Griffin's in at number one. I don't even want to be in that list. I don't want to be in the list. Forrest Griffin's a great guy, and I love him, and I got a lot of respect for him. He's very, very funny. But any list that Forrest Griffin is in at number one in terms of best looking, I don't even want to be on that
list. That's crazy. If it was maybe back then, right? So if it was the days where he was on The Ultimate Fighter, there was slim pickings back then. You know, there was only, but now there's a 1,000 contracted fighters. Every fucking Brazilian is gorgeous. You could probably find 10 genuinely, objectively good looking fighters that we've never even heard of. Like, and they're on the UFC roster. So it's not that crazy. Everyone's in great shape. Everyone, you know, it's not that crazy to find good looking fighters these days. But Forrest Griffin, without a doubt, I would even put him on the attractive side. I would put, if there's a line of attractive or unattractive, I would throw him on the unattractive side of that line.
Yeah, but did you see that Wayne joke? Come on, he had about a 15-pack. A lot of abs there, a lot of women like that type of thing. So, all right, Shannon, this is your show. This is your list. Come on.
Would
take over.
Him.
Take control.
Do you guys think I would bang Forrest Griffin?
For sure. He's 6'4". Yes. 6'4".
Is he 6'4"?
6'4". Former UFC champion of the world. He's on a sweetheart handcuff deal with the UFC. I don't know when he gets paid, but I guarantee he does very, very well.
Very funny guy as well.
Very funny guy. Also a very, very smart guy. Very smart guy, very physically intimidating, very funny, very successful. If he swanned into the Gas Digital Studios, dragging his knuckles by his feet because his arms are so long and said, Shannon, get in my car.
You really
like, okay, where are we going?
Yeah, let's get to, why don't you, Brian, while we're talking about the fighter, you could even just scroll through different pictures of that person so Shannon could really get a taste for who they are, where they come from. His ears are fucking nasty.
I was going to say, he has like, his ears are like a little monkey.
Yeah.
But you did sell him to me, Mike. The fact that he's 6'4" and he's physically intimidating, I like it, so I'm on board now.
Shannon, that's right, Forrest Griffin, if you want to get in this piece, baby boy, give us a ring. You got to give us an interview.
I'm going to text him right now. Listen, I know you're married and you got kids, but if you ever want a little side piece in New York, I got just the person for you. All right, next on the list, what we got?
Vitor Belfort. And get some pictures up while we talk about this. Now, Vitor Belfort, you guys, as you know.
Stop. You choose to bring up the picture of Vitor Belfort and that back. You don't know the back of that head. The back of that head was me, about to be kicked in the head and lose my vision for life. Okay? And what is this, Thanksgiving?
I know, and honestly, like, the worst part of all of it is he...
What is going on? I have a bit of sensitivity towards me.
He kicks Michael Bisping. He loses vision. Now Michael Bisping can see Vitor Belfort less clearly. He loses yet again. No. Look how gorgeous those abs are. Hold on. Which Vitor Belfort are we talking about?
This is the before and after. The one on the left here, I mean, that's the guy that I fought. The one on the right is the one that Chris Weidman fought. Still looks better than Lewis, but there's a big, big difference there. All right, listen, Shannon, he's a crazy religious nut. Mm. He's a liar. He takes a lot of steroids. He's taken a lot of steroids for a long time. Now, you know what they say about that. That means his penis is shriveled up and his balls don't work and he probably couldn't give you any children. That said, he's probably spent all his money as well, so he's probably not that successful. Hasn't fought for a long, long time. He's talking about fighting in bare knuckle. That's a sign of desperation. And that's what he looked on 2017 on the right. See the big difference from 2012? We'll add another 2 years onto that. Mm. He's diminished even more. He looks like an old man, but he's got a little bit fat and a little bit soft and pudgy. His wife's ran off and taken all of his money, and he's got no penis. Would you bang him?
Think long and hard about this answer, Shannon. Would you bang Michael Bisping's arch nemesis, Vitor Belfort, and go?
Well, he has really fallen off in that amount of time, yeah. And can I just ask one question?
Even you're though an
I
already asshole.
I have my answer.
What? I just say no.
I have my answer.
What's wrong with you?
Ask just a question. No, no. Let the woman speak, Lewis.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead. Go
just,
ahead.
Just out of curiosity.
No. Seriously, I'm fucking listening.
No, I wouldn't fuck him.
No, go on. Ask the question. What are we going to ask?
How tall is he?
He's like 6'1".
Okay.
6'2", maybe.
Okay. Well, no, of course I would not bang him because
you're a liar. You're a liar. As soon as you saw those shiny abs and he walked, he's like, hey, hello, I'm from Brazil. Let me tell you about Gorgi. Okay. And the fight she's fighting. And he comes in and he whips his shirt off and he's got the abs. He's got the pecs. He's got the tattoos. And like, he just does a few push-ups. He starts to glisten in the light. Come on, Shannon. You're not going to lie to me. It's okay. It's all good. But let's move on. Who else do we have?
Uriah Faber.
Hmm.
Uriah Faber. Very, very short.
Oh.
He's very short guy. What is he, 4'11"?
Hold on. Uriah Faber, the California kid, awesome dude, smart guy, businessman, Shannon.
One of the best impressions that you do, by the way, Michael Bisping. So you should maybe...
Yeah, dude, like, you know, I came out of retirement, man, and like, I'm gonna fight again soon. I'm gonna fight in Piotr Ryan at UFC 245, dude. But like, I'm really short, Shannon, and I'd probably be shorter than you, man. That's a terrible impression, Lewis. It's bad. It's bad.
Good. I like it.
I'll say no.
No. Heightist.
He's very rich. Very rich.
I have a hard time with the height thing.
He could stand on his wallet.
It's true.
Doesn't he have I feel like I remember him calling into the show. I think that he had like a very serious girlfriend or
something. Yeah. No, I'm not sure if he's married. He just recently had a kid. I think he might have a second one on the way. He does have a big fight next month though. So best of luck to Uriah Faber. Great dude. But unfortunately, it doesn't matter because there's certain things money can't buy. And that is the love of Shannon.
That is another 9 inches in height.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Lewis, take this one.
Mr. Chael P. Sonnen, the American gangster, the bad guy himself, former UFC 185-pound title challenger, former 205-pound title challenger, a real legend in himself, one of the only men to topple the great Michael Bisping in a very closely contested fight. A lot of people said that Bisping was robbed in that fight, including me. I said it. In fact, at the time, I was a Chael Sonnen fan. I didn't like Michael Bisping. I'll admit it. I remember after the fight, I was like, you know what? Bisping was robbed. Gotta say it. But regardless, Chael Sonnen, All-American from Oregon, wrestler, very smart guy, very intelligent, great podcaster as well, Shannon. Possibly an opportunity to work with another successful podcaster. What are you thinking?
How tall is he?
Give me Brian. Six, always two. Have the height ready
two.
To go.
It's okay. I've squared up with this man on multiple occasions. Okay? You don't need to look back at Harrington and ask him for the height. I can give you the height. I can tell you how he feels in the clinch. Nowhere near as strong as what everybody said. And when he gets the takedowns and he gets top position, let me tell you, Shannon, if he got on top of you, you could probably get back to your feet. And you could probably do it for 3 rounds. And you could probably sway the judges and everybody's scorecards apart from those fucking blind ones in Chicago on January 2012. Other than that, I think you'd boss him all over the bedroom.
Shannon, if he got on top of you, you can get right back up.
You can get back up. If he took you down, you can get back up. Now, listen, Chael is the man. Love Chael. He has nothing but the nicest, kindest things to say about us and our show and me personally as well. And he's a good dude. I wish him all the best. Great podcaster. And he is married with children. But Shannon, would you or wouldn't you?
I mean, I do like a guy, though, that can, like, for real hold me down in the bedroom. So I'll say, yeah. I will say no.
I mean, Shannon, he could actually hold you down. He's kidding.
I know.
He's joking.
I know. I'm not going to pick another person that Mike hates.
He doesn't hate him.
No, I don't. I love Chael. I work with him. I work with him. Chael's the man.
We want you to fuck Chael.
And so I want badly. You to film it. We want to see it. All right, moving on. Because, you know, we've got to be careful. A lot of these people are married men. Do you know what I mean? So we've got to be careful that we're not too insulted, you know.
No, but, and I don't have sex without anybody. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Now, which one are we talking about here? Are we talking about Alistair Overeem or Roy Nelson or Big J Oakerson?
Hilarious.
Who is this? So it's Alistair Overeem, who is a beast. Fucking huge. Okay. 6'5",
six
right?
6'4"?
6'4". Looks like he's carved out of bronze.
Wow.
Okay. Absolutely gigantic, former K1 champion for a who's who of mixed martial arts, beat people like Brock Lesnar, a true legend of combat sports. And you know, he's smoking a pancake, you know, he's from the Holland and he talk like this, you know, so he's got a sexy accent for you as well. So, Shannon, would you bang this guy or what? He's not from Russia.
I like this. I do have Dutch roots. So
he's gonna have some Dutch roots inside of you.
I like it.
You like it. So 100%. Alistair might even be on top right now of this list.
So big.
Huge. Yeah, don't even pull up any more small guys. Fuck all the other small guys on this. Only pull up massive beasts, because that's what Shannon wants.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
No.
No, there's something weird
Shut
about
up.
His look.
For
no.
the story, it's Brock Lesnar.
There's something weird. I don't know. I'm not attracted to his look.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
Tim Sylvia.
That's one of the giant ones.
She doesn't know who he is. She's not
very
know.
Lanky and out of shape.
Well, I don't like lanky.
No. She would be into. Yeah, Shannon wants like, but she's also, I think, a little racist. So I wouldn't pull up Ngannou. I don't think Shannon's gonna fucking go.
No. Bring up Ngannou. Ngannou. Bring up the picture of Ngannou with Demetrius Johnson with a banana inside his trousers. Bring that picture up if we can find it. But just bring up Ngannou. You're going to love Ngannou. You are going to love Ngannou.
I've never seen Shannon talk about black guys before, so I feel like Shannon's not into the dark meat.
I feel like you're putting me in a weird situation right now.
Why? Because you're about to go, ew, a black guy, gross.
I'm not into it.
You're not into that. Yeah.
No, but wasn't Alistair Overeem, wasn't he an ethnic?
Yeah, but he's European black. You know, it's a little bit. I get what's going on there, Shannon.
Smoking a pancake. All right. Who else we got on the list?
Anybody
this
else?
Is, this is not in the nature of Thanksgiving, by the way. This show is terrible. This is very bad taste. This is Shannon. She, hold on. You produced all of this. So I take no blame. Go ahead.
Thankful for the many very beautiful men in the UFC.
Yeah, fair enough. That was the Black Beast, Mr. Derek Lewis. Big guy, funny guy, hits hard, one of the hardest hitters in the UFC. Great sense of humor and a very giving guy. In the floods last year, he went out there with his truck. He was saving people, a man of the people. Also a very formidable opponent inside the octagon, but a good dude. What do you say?
I don't know. I'm not. I just feel like when he was doing push-ups in the picture, his belly was touching the mat. Yeah. I'm not.
I feel like Shannon is just now. She wants to say no, but she's very cognizant of not saying no to two black guys in a row. Do you know what I mean? It is a tricky one, to be fair. She doesn't want to be pegged as racist. That 17 black guys in a row. She's gonna say yes to half.
She's like,
you know what I mean?
What's his credit score like? I don't know. Is he?
Oh, he's. He's a former felon. He was in prison, so he was a bad guy, but he turned good. He's got a heart of gold, and now he's out there. He's helping people, and he's funny. He's got one of the funniest Instagram accounts of all UFC fighters. He's a hilarious guy, and if you say no, then Lewis will take him.
What law did he break?
I don't know. I'd probably beat someone up, I would have thought.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I'll give it to me. I'll say maybe then, and I'll follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, Shannon's a liar. Shannon's racist, and she's a liar, and she's being fake just so. Yeah. I'm going to send this to your dad. I'm going to send this episode to your dad, Shannon, on Thanksgiving, so you give him a heart attack when you're saying you might bang fucking, what's his name?
No, half of the UFC roster.
Your Italian father is going to have a fucking heart attack Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so look at Derek Lewis.
The worst people that the dad has to then beat up is like, are you serious? I have to go after half of the bloody UFC roster. Now, I know they're all heavyweights. All right, go on. We got one more.
Do one more. Oh, boy.
Where is it? Oh, boy.
Ari Shaffir? Oh, I see. GSP.
GSP's little.
He's not little. 5'11", I believe. It's not little.
Why are you going to talk shit? Are you saying I got beat by a little guy?
No.
He's a tiny, weak man. I mean, I agree, Shannon. Never mind.
I mean little in character. Does that help?
Tiny. Pathetic. Weakling. Pathetic excuse of a human being he is. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did we mention that he choked you out unconscious, Michael? Yeah, I get it. I see where you're going, Shannon. Good one. I hope you're proud of yourself. The mocking that you have now encouraged for me online. And then when I turn off this microphone, I go back to my life. I'll be crying myself to sleep. Okay. But it's okay. You got to laugh at my expense on the podcast. Well done. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Luke Rockhold should have been on this list.
Definitely.
That would have been one. Who are the other notoriously handsome fighters? Michael Bisping should have been on this list.
Yeah, I did look. I didn't see him on the list.
Yeah, Bisping. And first of all, Shannon would listen to me. Shannon, behind Rebecca's back, she would, I'm telling you right now, she would look at your family in the face. She would pretend to love them. She would stab your whole family in the back for just one night with you. She's got no soul.
You know, listen, you got to do what makes you happy in this life. You know what I mean? You got to do what makes you happy. All right, so that's the end of that rather enlightening segment there. I think everyone's smarter for that. I feel like that was podcasting history made there. That'll do the rounds. That'll make some headlines for us. All right, what are we doing? How long else? How long we got? I'm good for time.
No, so am I technically. We had a little bit of time left. So I did tweet out from the Believe You Me Twitter, and I wanted to get some of these because people did tweet back at us. We only have one video question in the chamber anyway. So look at this major announcement coming soon. 20 retweets, 600 likes, 116 comments. I wonder what people are wondering.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel so bad now. I've got 20 retweets, 117 comments, 600 likes. Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm a liar. You actually only have one leg and no hands. Kevin Ioli, is that you're finally going to put me on the BYM podcast? That would be major. Welcome anytime. Welcome anytime. Hold on. What else we got? Bisping versus Darren Till. That's not going to happen. Your son signed with the UFC. You're fighting Logan Paul. Anyway, they're all the best ones. You're going into the jungle movie. Since everybody's coming out of retirement, why not you? Anyway, that's not the segment. What are we thankful for? What are people thankful for?
So I'll tell you, a couple of our fans, and Brian, just throw some music bed on this and post. Let's find something small and easy. I always give our fans, we asked from the Believe in Me podcast, Twitter, BYM Pod on Twitter, what are you most thankful for this year? We'll read the best tweets on today's show. So I'll just go straight down the line. I'll read what our fans are thankful for. Ticking Time Bomb 412 says Harrington being the best producer at Gas. Look at Shannon's face. How do you feel about that one, Shannon?
She's trying to make me cry. Fuck him.
Let's see. Green Bastard says, in these weird times we live in where everyone and everything gets canceled, I'm thankful for Lewis continuing to be who he is. Oh, thank you. I'm truly thankful and appreciate who he is and all that he does. That's a good tweet. That's a solid fucking tweet right there.
Yeah, by a Gas Digital employee.
Goddamn right. You get a raise, Frank.
What else we got?
Let's see. This is a nice one. Northern MMA fan says, my father pulled through chemo and is doing well, and my mom just got declared cancer-free. That is something to be thankful for. Go science.
Shannon, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I get to laugh at my job every day. When I worked in an office job, I would sit there and have my soul sucked out of me. So despite the stresses and whatever else, I'm happy that I get to laugh at work every day.
Listen, we don't want to hear about your sexual exploits and whatever's getting sucked out of you, okay? No. Jesus, just keep it clean for a minute. Lewis, what are you thankful for, buddy? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for every day being able to do what I love and being able to, you know, essentially live the dream. You know, once again, there are stresses. There are a lot of things that aren't perfect. But success, in my opinion, is opening your eyes every day and walking down a path that you want to be on and doing what you want to do and going where you want to go and talking who you want to talk to. And I feel like it's pretty damn close. I'm pretty damn close to what I would consider being successful. We always want more money. We always want more of everything. But I look at, you know, where I'm at and I say, holy shit, I get to just talk shit with my friends on microphones and I get to create the way that I want to create. And that is, I'm very lucky to be able to even have whatever it is inside of me to take that chance. So I'm thankful for that. What about you, Mr. Bisping?
Yeah. No, I agree with everything you just said, to be honest. I mean, I'm thankful, number one, that my leg is finally on the mend. I went and saw the doctor. They x-rayed it. That's all well and good. So that's going to be behind me. Thankful for the podcast. Love doing this. Love doing the show. Love everyone's support. You know, we're growing all the time. So thank you for that. Thank you for my family, for my beautiful wife, for my children. Thankful that throughout my life, we haven't really lost anyone to any serious illnesses. I've never really experienced too much death, cancer, or anything like that, touch wood, which is a very, very sad thing these days. It really is. You know, I'm thankful for so much. I'm a lucky man. I'm a moron that left school at 16. Do you know what I mean? I went to prison when I was a kid. I was a little shit. I was a toe rag. And I've been able to turn that around and have a very, very, in my opinion, a very successful life and a very happy life with three beautiful children, a beautiful wife, and a great family. You know, I mean, what more do you want?
Living the dream, baby boy.
Other than potatoes that aren't fucking cooked with marshmallows. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that tomorrow I'm having a proper dinner. I'm not having a dinner directed towards six-year-olds that want s'mores. That's what I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful that, you know, Michael Bisping is my friend and he doesn't need to just take a shot at every given moment. You know, even in the moment where he's doing a speech about what he's most thankful for, if you just let him go, he'll just fucking take a little shot at my candied yams. And you know what, Michael Bisping, guess what? When I come to LA, I'm going to bring you some candied yams. You're going to taste them and guess what? You're going to love them. You're going to love them. I'm going to put them in your fucking mouth.
The obsession with sugaring everything. I don't like. You put brown sugar in everything. Like baked beans, for example. All British listeners listening to this, check this out. You can buy baked beans in America, but when you go there, it's baked beans with brown sugar. They do not need brown sugar in them. It kills the baked beans. They become sweet. They become like a dessert. Mm. They are a savory item to be enjoyed with breakfast, okay? I don't need them to be sweet. I don't need sugar. I don't need marshmallows. I don't need chocolate. I don't need anything like that. I don't need some pretzels, some sultanas, okay? Or some strawberries thrown in, some pear drops. Don't need that. Just give me the beans. That's all I want, the beans. Hey, give me the beans.
To be honest with you, beans aren't even served for breakfast, so go fuck yourself. I don't know what you want me to
sausage,
say.
Sausage, bacon, eggs, beans, toast, black pudding.
Fucking,
That's a...
Turkey sandwiches, pizza rolls. Psychotic. Whatever's going on in England, it's not. You guys are notoriously bad food. Around the world,
no.
Yes.
No.
Around the world. Sorry. Around the world.
And I am find my baby. And I find my baby. It took me a minute.
It's notoriously shit food. People don't like English food. So you can't sit here. We're America, where we are a melting pot. We take all the best cultures, and then people become successful, and they open up their amazing. Here's what happens: the guy in fucking Italy, living on a fucking tomato farm or whatever the fuck they do, he eventually gets successful, and then he moves to America, and he moves to New York or L.A. and opens up a hot fucking Italian restaurant because it's America. Nobody goes. I'm going to become the best in the world.
No. Lewis, you're right. You're right because Italy isn't known for its cuisine, is it? You just singled out Italy. The guy in Italy living on a tomato farm, when he gets good, he comes to New York.
Yes.
It's a melting pot. I'm so sophisticated and I'm so metropolitan and I ride the subway and New York Fashion Week and all this bullshit, okay? Right? No, You go to Italy, it's a culinary delight. It is an exploration of cuisine, different flavors. It's amazing. You come to England, you go to London, you go to Manchester, the food is phenomenal, okay? These stereotypes need to be broken down, okay? Just like they say, all English have bad teeth, okay? Put your sunglasses on, baby boys, because get ready for this.
Hold on, but if you did not come to America and see an American dentist, your teeth would be fucking misshapen and it would look like a shark's mouth.
No, I would have just had to pay a lot of money because I came to America. I have a decent Instagram following, and for a couple of tweets, I got free teeth. So there you go. God bless America. Love you. Should we do a question to finish off?
Yeah, we have one question. And let me just do some plugs real quick before we do that. If you guys want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, bympod@gmail.com. That's the email address. Also, we love the fact that you guys support us. Go follow us on YouTube and iTunes and Twitter. Stitcher and anywhere else you download podcasts. Very simple. If you guys want to, the easiest way, if you guys simply go to believeyoumepod.com, you could stream it. You could subscribe. Subscribe to our iTunes right there. Any way that you want to consume the podcast, you can do it. We do usually two shows per week. The latest 30 episodes are available anywhere on demand, anywhere you get podcasts. And if you want to have the entire on-demand library, every show that we've ever done with pre-release, ad-free, and uncensored, it's available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code BYM and get a 14-day free trial. One and only question today. Who do we got?
This is Chris Summers.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. If you guys could have any fighters fight from any weight class, who would it be? I think I would choose Ngannou versus Demetrius Johnson. It'd be like Shrek versus an Oompa Loompa. Thanks a lot, guys.
Listen, we've had a fun show. It's been a great show. It's Thanksgiving. We're all excited. I have a life to go out back to. When I finish this podcast and I walk through those doors, I'm back with my family. I know you've got a trudge, schleb, whatever the fucking word is I'm looking for. You gotta go across New York to get back to yours, but I don't. I walk out there, I'm back with my family. It's been a fun show. Shannon's been awesome. We've had a good chemistry. It's been a lot of fun. And that is the question that we're going to end this show on. The Thanksgiving special, the supremo episode that people are going to talk about for centuries. And that's the question. A fantasy MMA matchup. Is that the best we can do?
Yeah, I think that was the only even serviceable question this week. Everyone else was really just picking their nose into the camera. And that's that. I mean, look, fine. Fuck it. Bring the guy's face back up. Let's just talk about his face.
No, he's got a nice face.
No, he doesn't.
He's got the perfect...
He's got a nice face. Bisping.
He looks like a happy chap. He's got his hat on. He's got his headphones on. He could have removed them for a second, but he obviously feels like that's a good look. But look at this man. He looks like a happy man. What was his name? Do we have a name?
Chris. Chris Summers.
Good old Chris. He just finished his shift. He's walking home. He thought he'd send in a question, right? He does not need insulting by you, Lewis. Have a bit of respect.
Chris Summer. Chris, I sweat a lot in the summer. It was a terrible question. It's fine. I don't know, dude. Fantasy matchup, blah, blah, blah. This guy, that guy, the other. How about this, Chris? You send us your fantasy matchup. Oh, he already said it. You know what? Fuck you, Chris. Stop listening to the show. You're out. We don't even want you as a fan anymore. Suck our dicks.
Yeah. Suck Lewis's dick.
Yeah.
Suck Lewis's dick, not mine.
All right, that's it. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a good one. You know, Thanksgiving isn't a thing in England, but of course, we live in the States, so we get involved. I mean, who needs an excuse for a good knees up, for a good dinner, for a good celebration of family? And I do love the routine. So everyone in England, have a happy Thanksgiving. Everyone all over the world, hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening to the show. We do appreciate it. We appreciate you sitting there and listening to me and Lewis whine on. Be stupid, be silly, the absolute nonsense that comes out of my mouth. And Shannon, thanks for joining us today. It was really nice to have you back. That was a lot of fun. Lewis.
Thank you so much, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a good year, baby boys. A lot of stuff planned. Me and Bisping trying to get together even more than we've gotten together in the past.
Yes.
But we have so much fun stuff planned for the show. Thank you guys for sharing it and supporting it. It's the reason we can do this show is because you guys listen and you love it and you share it and support it. And it's been growing nonstop. We look at the numbers every month. So please keep on sharing it. Have a great time with your families. Don't fight too much. And we'll check you guys on Monday. Peace.